Zog de Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Omed Beis, 3 lines from the top. Ve Omalei Rove Barav Chonon La Abaye. Steht a Mishnah in Meseches Beis as follows. Tnan, loy misapkin, ve loy mitapkin, ve loy meragdin. Loy misapkin, zog Rashi, kaf al kaf mishum evil. Clap one's hands because of avelis. Out of sorrow, out of pain. Ve loy mitapkin, lahakus alev. Zagrashi ala lev, to bang oneself. Veloy meragdin, over this is ready out of joy. Zagrashi la simcha. Betayim v'fash mesechus beyo shemi yitakin klei shir. If you're meragd, so it's otu that you'll add on a musical instrument, and then you come to be mesakin a klei shir. So it's a gzeh drabonin, you can't do this on Shabbos and Yontov. That's how Rashi learns. The first two things are mishum evil, and the last one is because of simcha. Zagtesis, like appears shakuntus that it's misapkin and metapkin because of evil. Mishum dim kain ma'ir biyontif. I feel bechol moed namiyoset. She be also chol moed too. Can a namoed cotton peg basra noshim b'moed ma'anois avloy metapchos. They nala be metapich, which means they nala to bang their hearts out of sorrow. Elo nira lerebi mishum simcha that it all because of simcha. The gilin esapik we clap one's hands because of simcha. Ule tapeach and they make noise. They bang like. Just like you have a drum that bangs, you can bang with your hands. Bashmas koil. But also, and all these are asur, because shemi takin kleshir. Because just like musical instruments are also, because you might come to be misakin a kleshir, you might come to fix it. So too, any banging and noise making and clapping is also asur because of shemi takin kleshir. And that's what meraktin is. Meraktin is because of simcha, is also because of shemi takin kleshir. Now, according to Rashi, they're all asur because of shemi takin kleshir too. The first two might be because of Avelis, but Avelis, you'll also bring out musical instruments because of, to add onto the Avelis, you have a flute or some other instrument that you might be misakin klei shir, even though it's Avelis. So, frag the Gemara, so if these are forbidden, v'kochazinu da'avdinon, we see that people do it anyways, they're metapeach, they're merakid, they're misapik on yontif, v'lam rinam v'lu v'lam midi, and we are in moicha to them. That was the kasha that Rova by Avchonin asked Abaya. So Abaya said back, "V'letamechin, according to you, you're asking this kasha. How come we're not moicha?" So hodo amar Rova, "Lo leisiv inish apum delechaya. A person should not sit by the doorpost of a lechi at the end of a mavui that's opening to the shus rabim. Why? Dilma miganda lechefitz. He might have something in his hand that might roll out of his hands. He'll go into the shus rabim out of the lechi." And he'll go and fetch it, and he'll carry in Rishus Rabim. Now, the purpose of the Lechi is a reminder that you shouldn't carry outside of this area. But Lamaisa, the Movi is not roofed, it's similar to Rishus Rabim. That's why you take either Lechi or a Kaira. But if you're sitting over there with an item, it might slip and you'll go fetch it. So that's why you're not allowed to sit over there. So, in fact, and we see people that sit at the end of the lechi, women sit there with their barrels, even though it might roll out of their hands at the Pesach of the Mavui, and we're not concerned that they might fetch it. And when they aren't moicha, we are not moicha, the fact that they're over there. Elo, what's the reason we're not moicha? Is Hanach li Yisrael. Mutav shi yishoyin v'al yomizidim. It's better for Klai Yisrael not to know about this. Like this, at least be shoygig and not be mazid. Because if you're going to tell them, they're not going to listen anyways. So if they're not going to listen, you'd rather them be shoygim than mazidim. Now the Gemara says, this din of mutav shi yishoyin v'al yomizidim, Zok the Gemara, sovim mino, the havmina is, this hanim ilo b'drabonon. By drabonon deki yisurim, so then we say, mutav shi yishoyin v'al yomizidim. But if we're discussing an Issa deraisa, then we don't say mutav shishoyin about mizidin. Then we taka our moicha for what they're doing. For instance, over here it's drabonon. Lo misapkin, lo mitapkin, lo meragdin. So over there we say mutav shishoyin about mizidin. Or sitting at the end of the movie with something in your hand is an Issa drabonon because it might roll out of your hand. So over here we say taka that mutav shishoyin about mizidin. We don't tell them because they're not going to listen anyways. If it rolls out, that's an Issa deraisa. But the Issa derabbanan is to sit over here because it might roll out. So we're not going to be moich on them sitting over here because mutiv shoygen v'al yomizidin by derabbanan. But by deraisa, then avada, we won't say this klal and we would be moicha. This is true even by deraisa, we say mutiv shoygen. Loishla derabbanan v'loishla b'deraisa. What's my right? Even by the Raisi, we say Mutov. The Tesefes Yom Kippurim, the Raisi. After all, the whole din of Tesefes Yom Kippurim is a Raisi. The Kedin, We learn it out from a pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma learns it out. You don't fast on Tisha. But the pshat is that it says me be'erev b'tisha is, even though the fast is basiri, is that you have to start fasting in the daytime for Tisha, before the night, before Shkia, before the Sofik Lail even starts. You have to have Tesefes Yom Kippurim. So, v'kachazinon, and yet we see that even though it's the rice that is in Tesefes, still v'kachazinon lo l'ka'achle v'shol sach shtechshach, and yet we see that people eat and drink until the last possible moment. It doesn't mean to Laila Mamash, it means till the Sofik Laila, till Shkia Sachamo. I mean, and they don't stop 2 minutes before Shkia to have Tesefes Yom Kippurim. V'loi minu v'loi midi, so we see even by the Raisa, we say Mutif Sheh Shoygen, Hanuch Yisrael Mutif Sheh Shoygen, Valyum Ezidin. Now the Poskim saying, the Rishonim bring the Ran and Bey and others, that this din that we see even by the Raisa, we say Mutif Sheh Shoygen, Valyum Ezidin from Tesefes Yom Kippurim, that's not by a deraisa that's mefurish b'teira. This is a deraisa that's only learned out from a remez, from b'tzi b'erev, that we learn out Tesefes. But a beferish a deraisa, something that's beferish, that's mefurish b'teira, not stam a drosha, so then over there you have to be mechiach, and you don't say Mutif Sheh Shoygen, Valyum Ezidin. In addition, Shteyden Rishonim, Tosis brings it earlier in Daf Nun Hey, that the din of Mutif Sheh Shoygen Valyum Ezidin is only when you know that they're not going to listen and follow. But if you know that if it's possible that there will be Mekabel, then you have to be Moichen. You don't say Mutif Sheh Shoygen Valyum Ezidin. In addition, Shteyden Ritvo, this din is only when they are Taka Shoygim. But if you know that a person is doing a Bishat Nefesh and he's over bemezid, then you mechuyev to be moichin, even if you know for sure he's not going to accept it. You don't say mutav shiu without asra. No, bemezid, you have to be master of a person, even if you know he's not going to accept it. If someone is zakta mishabri, halacha brings that if someone is mechal Shabbos vehesi and tofresh ches, and he's not going to listen, and he's doing it, he's bichlal not amisecho, so then maybe you're not mechuyev to be mechiach bichlal. But stand for a person that doesn't give him ezid, there's a chiyuv to be moicha, even if you know he's not going to accept it. In addition, we see that the din of Tesefes Yom Kippurim, women are mechuyivin also. And because we're discussing over here the din of Tesefes Yom Kippurim, that the mechuyivin, we say mutav sheh shoygin. And we don't say that Tesefes Yom Kippurim is a mitzvah as man groma. No. Tesefes Yom Kippurim is not into the category of mitzvah as man groma. It goes into Yom Kippur itself, that the mechuyivin. Even though it's totally in Zman, it's a Zman Grom of Tesefes, but there we say, no, it doesn't fall into the category, otherwise woman would stam not be chayev. We're talking about Noshim that eat up until the last moment. So we see that it doesn't fall into the category of Mitzesesh as Zman Grom. Zog Gemara Vayta V'chein Isha Michavelto Kikoros. A woman is allowed to borrow from her neighbors a kikor of loaf of bread, as long as she doesn't say Loshen Havo, but rather Loshen Sheila. Zog the Gemara b'Shabbos huda oser. It seems to imply from the Mishnah the Issa is only on Shabbos. Why? Because you can't do a Loshen of a Halveini, because you might come to write. However, in the weekday, it's mutter to borrow a kikur, a loaf of bread. Ava b'choil shapidomi. Zog the Gemara lei masis in the loike Hillel. This would imply that the Mishnah is not like Hillel in Bar Metzia. The Tanan, v'cheino Hillel oimel, lo yisal v'isha kikur l'chaverto, ach t'asen adomim. Hillel shita is that if someone borrows a loaf of bread, he's not allowed to return stam a loaf of bread. There's an issa of avak ribis of saw besaw. A saw of bread, and you can't return a saw, even though I returned the same amount, because the loaf of bread might have been worth $2 when I borrowed it, and when I returned it, it might be worth $2.50. So it's a halva of ribis. It's an avak ribis. So the Chachom Taka say, it's a small amount, you're moichel, and you're returning a loaf, I borrowed a loaf. But Hill says, you look at the money. I borrowed something that's worth two, and now I'm returning 2.5. The only way you're allowed to borrow a loaf of bread, according to Hillel, in the weekday Stamazoi, is if you achtasen adomim. That means that you have to evaluate. I borrowed, before you borrow the bread, you have to say, this loaf is $2. So I'm returning to you a loaf that's either going to be worth $2, or I return you a smaller loaf. If it went up in value, went up to 2.5, I'll take off a piece. Or I'll return you a loaf that's worth 2. Or I'll give you the money worth 2 exactly. I don't want to give you more. So kong te hill, you now be loiv estama kikoris. You have to tasen adomim. You have to make an evaluation. Zog digamoga, soleim asis and loik hill, the mission that says only on Shabbos, it's also, is not like hillel. The tanam cheno hill oimel le salvi isha kikil chaverto, you can't borrow a loaf. Ach tasen adomim, until you evaluate and you only pay back the value of what it was at Shasta halva. Shema yukru chitin, in case the value goes up. Venim tzu boizu deik ribis. And if you borrow a saw of chitin, you'll come to deik ribis if you just return a saw. Zog demo, no. Afilu teme hillel. the Mishnah could coincide even with Hillel. Why? Meaning, in a place where the value of a kikar is known, it's kitzdomeo. So then you have to be choshel ribis. Because then everyone knows the value of bread was 2. And if it goes up in value, if the saw goes up, if the chitin go up, so then you're only going to pay back the value of what it was b'shas tavo. It's a known amount. Mashenkin hod the loik, b'asa the loik kitzdomeo. That's where Hillel is referring to. They lala be loiva saw b'saw. Because of it, it's not kitzdomeo. You don't know the value. So then if you're stomach going to return a saw of chitin, it might be ribis. So Mimela, the La'olam can coincide with Hillel, and Ba'asra, the kids don't meho, you're allowed to take a bar or a kikar in the weekday, even if you just return it because it's nikar domeho, it's known the value, it's kids don't meho. So Mimela, you're not going to give back anymore, you'll give back the value, B'shaz Da'alvo. Zok the Gemara Vaita, we learned in the Mishnah of him, Enam Aminoi, that if you borrow something and you're not sure if the person's going to pay back, so on Shabbos or Yontav, you leave your talis by him, you leave a mashkin, and then you make a cheshbon after Shabbos. Zok de gemore, itmar, halvoas yontev, if someone borrows something on yontev, meaning, if you don't say beloshen halvo, you say beloshen she'ela, like the Mishnah says, it's mutter, as long as you say beloshen she'ela. So there's a machlekes over here, Rav Yosef Omar, loy nitli tova. Meaning, this halvo, you cannot go to Bezdin and have any claims in Bezdin to be tovea and collect it. Bezdin is going to ignore your claim. V'rabba Omar, nitali tova. You could go to Bezdin and claim if you have a halvor that took place in Yontif. And the Gemara explains that you said machloikas. Rav Yosef Omar, nitali tova. Why? Di'yam nitali tova. If you're going to say that it's a regular claim, they can go to Bezdin like any claim. So if the Malvin knows that he's able to collect in Bezdin, so osi lemichtiv, that itself is going to provoke the Malva to write down exactly what the person borrowed, so be able to go to Bezdin and not forget what the person borrowed. But if it's lo nitali tova, so there's no reason for me to write anything. I can't go to Bezdin anyways. I have to trust him. I have to rely on him. I have to rely on the mashkin that he left. I'm not going to Bezdin. Bezdin's not going to ignore me anyways. Bezdin's not going to listen to my claim anyways. So I'm not going to write. So Rav Yosef said, lo nit likot tova. Because if it's nit tova, then it was also lemichtiv. Rabbi says, faked, nit tova. You could be tova in Bezdin. Why? The amad lo nit, if you're going to say that, you can't go to Bezdin. So lo yoivle, the malva would not agree to lend out something for someone on Yontif. Why? Because Osalim Nuye Misim Chaz Yontif. He's not going to want to lend something. Someone needs to borrow wine for Kiddush, and someone needs to borrow Kikoros for Challah. He's not going to lend it to him. Because he knows that you can't go to Bezdin and Mitaveya back. So what do I need this headache for? So Mimela, you'll end up being that his neighbor that wants to borrow will be Nimna Misim Chaz Yontif. So that's why Nitli Tova. He has a claim in Bezdin. Zokti Gomorrah Tanan. In our Mishnah, it says, Im Einam Aminoi Menich Talis Etzlo. You leave your talis over there as a mashkin. And then you take the wine or the kikaris that you borrowed. Zok demoga I amid bishlomo loy nitna li tova. If it's correct to say that a halvor that took place on Yontif, you cannot collect in Bezdin. So mishum hochi menyach talis etzloy. So it makes sense why you're leaving the mashkin. Because what's my guarantee? My guarantee is the mashkin. No, I have no other guarantees. I can't be tovei in Bezdin. Ve'oisim mechesh ben lach haShabbos. That's my guarantee. Mashenkin eli amid nitna li tova. If you can go to Bezdin anyways. So, am I maniach talisa etzel? What do you need the mashkin for? What's the malva concerned about? He's going to deny it. What's the difference? Litin lay, let him give him the halvo, what he wants to borrow, without a mashkin, v'litvein, just go to Bezdin and be tveit. You don't need a mashkin as a guarantee. You have a guarantee that Bezdin's going to be listened to his tvias. Zogdi Gemara, there's no raya. Omar, the reason why he wants the mashkin is loy be'ina the lekum bedina v'dayno. I don't need this headache to go to the Torah to be busy with dinim and dayonim. Zagdrashi loy lover ledin v'loy livro dayin v'latchir chazatzmoy. So that's why I'm taking a mashkin. But there's no raya that loy nitin litova. Loy limits nitin litova, but I rather loy be'ina the lekum bedina v'dayno. Now the Rishonim explained the Ran and the Rashba that true we made a difference a chilek between loshon of she'ela and loshon halva if you're going to write it or not. But the Gemara is saying now that if nitin li tova, then osi lemichtev, that means I'm not relying on the etzem loshon she'ela on its own. If it's nitin li tova, I want to make sure that I write it down. Because maybe it's going to take time, even though he said loshon she'ela. Ma she'enkin, if it's loy nitin li tova, so then it's sufficient for me that I have the loshon she'ela versus loshon halva. So Mela, there's no chashash of Yovelik that he's going to write lemichtev by she'ela versus halva where he will. But if it's nitin li tova, So then, even though he said Lashon She'ela, there's a chashash of Osel Mikhtav. Now, from the Etzem Din that the Gemara says that he takes a mashkin, even though it's nitinli tova, because loy beina de leikam bedina v'dayna, zok de ritva, we see from here that if it comes as mana piroin and the person doesn't pay, you can take the mashkin and sell it and use it for the choiv. You don't have to go to Bezdin in order to sell the mashkin. You can sell the mashkin because that's good for the Gemara saying, loy beina de leikam bedina v'dayna. I'm taking the mashkin for that purpose. You sell the mashkin, you take what's owed, and you give him back the change, whatever's not owed. So we see that you don't need a Bezdin when you have the mashkin and you can take care of the mashkin and sell what needs to be done in order to prepare the chayiv. Zok the Gemara weiter, Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Avin. Ha-shoichet es ha-pore, if someone shechts a pore, v'chilko, and he splits it now to different customers, v'roish ha-shona. So now, the halacha is that if I'm splitting it to customers in Rosh Hashanah, they didn't pay me, they owe me the money. So now the halacha is that on Shvius, Motze Shvius, any chayiv that's owed is meshamet, it's nullified. Now, it depends. If the Rosh Hashanah that we're discussing now, was it really Rosh Hashanah? So then it's ready past the Shemitah year. It's not Meshamet. Then it's like I lend you the money post-Shemitah, meaning in the Shminis. Rosh Hashanah is ready the eighth year. But if let's say Rosh Hashanah wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, really you go after Kiddush Hashanah and the Edim only came afterwards. So you made 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But really the first day is really a weekday. We just make it L'chumri, we make the first day Rosh Hashanah. But really Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, not Lamed Elul. So in such a case, the loan took place before the end of Shemitah, before the end of the Shvius, before the eighth year, in the Shemitah year still, so it's still Meshamet. That means if the loan took place on Lamed El, which is still before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is really Aleph Tishrei, in such a case of a leap, so then the loan took place in his man that Shvius is Meshamet. So that would be the nafkamina legabe the owing of the money for the pora that you gave him on loan to the lekuchos to the customers. So asher chetz hapora b'chilka. So b'Rosh Hashanah you did it now in Rosh Hashanah, which is motzah shviyas. So then it's already past the time of shviyas being mishamet. So it depends. Imal chodesh mu'ubar. If it ended up being that it was a chodesh mu'ubar, they were mekadesh only the next day. That means Rosh Hashanah was 2 days. But that means that really the loan took place before Rosh Hashanah, because we made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but really Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. So the end of Shvius is Meshamet. So then the halacha is Meshamet. So then the chayv is Meshamet. It's nullified. Shvius Meshamet the chayv at the end of Shvius. Vim lav. And if Elul was not Meubar, that means they were Mekadosh the Chodesh that same day. So then it ended up being that is the real Rosh Hashanah, it's already the eighth year. So then ain't a Meshamet, it's not Meshamet. Now, Frek Dimar Kasha now, according to Rabbi Yosef that said, Halvo as Yontev is lo nitnali tova. Any halvo that took place in Yontev is not nitnali tova. So Frek Dimar, vi'i lo nitnali tova. If halvo as Yontev is not nitnali tova, so my Meshamet. What's Bichlal the Mashmois of being Meshamet the Choyv or not? After all, Bezid is not Niskak to a Choyv that took place on Yontif. So, Chomet Vaimet, even without the Din Shmita. What do you mean it's Meshamet or not Meshamet? If it's not Nitli Tova, if the Avot took place on Yontif, what is the gay if it's Meshamet or not? It's Bezid not Niskak into this Choyv. Zek, enter the Gemara, Shiny Hosom, that no. That even though it's Alvoz Yontif and it's Loy Nitli Tova and you can't go to Bezdin, but over here, Be'etzim, it's not Yontif. If it's a 2-day Yontif, it's only Lechumra, but really Rosh Hashanah is only the next day. The first day is still Choyl, it's still part of the Shemitah year. It's not yet the Shminis. It's still the seventh year. The Igli Milsi, the Choylu, it's not yet Rosh Hashanah, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we fear Rosh Hashanah. So in such a case, it's not a Halva that Bezin is not Niskok in Loi. Fakert. Le'olam le'nitli tova, but this Choyv would yes be nitli tova. So Mela, that would be the sugya, meaning if Be'etzim it's not Rosh Hashanah, so it's not a Havoaz Yontif. So Mela it's Havoaz Choyl. So Mela it's Shaykh Din Shemitah. It's Shaykh Din Hashmata. Because it took place before the end of the Shvius year. So Shvius Meshamet. The Kasha was, it's Havoaz Yontif. Teret is not Havoaz Yontif. It's really Choyl. So Shemitah would take an effect. It would be Meshamet. And Bezin would yes be Niskokin Loi. It's Havoaz that's done in the weekday. Now the Rajbah wants to be mechir from here that when you have 2 days Yontif in Chutz Loritz, where we have Yontif Sheni, so that's Avada Nitin Litova. That's not called Havaz Yontif. Because like we see over here, the first day is not really Yontif. But Lamaisa, the Ran argues and he says, what's the Raya? On Rosh Hashanah, where it's Igla Milsalam Afreya, that you made the Ibur Betos, and the first day wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, that's Havoaz Choyl. Masha Enkem, when we have 2 days of Yontif, that's Takonis Chachomim, that it's called Yontif. It's Minik Abisena Bidenu, it's 2 days Yontif. So that's called Havoaz Yontif. Over there, it's Takala Nitli Tova. There's no Raya from here to 2 day Yontif. This is Taka Choyl. 2 day Yontif is Yontif. Zok the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you another raya that what it's nitinli tova. Nala Gravy says that Havoaz Yontif is loy nitinli tova. Zok Gemara Toshma, I'm safer. State in the safer im lav, meaning if let's say it's not meuber, so then it ends up being that Rosh Hashanah is on the first day. It's really Rosh Hashanah. So then it ends up being that it's Yontif. So then it's ready past the din of Ashmatas Halvois. So ein no mishamet. So then it's not mishamet anymore because it's a halva of shashminis, the 8th year. Frek the Gemara, I amet bishlomo nitneli tova. If you're going to say halva of yontif is collectible, is nitneli tova. So haynu dukatoni ein mishamet. So that's the pshat where we say over here that the choyv is not mishamet and you can collect it like every halva of shashminis. Eli yamrit lo nitneli tova. But if you're going to say like Rav Yosef that halva of yontif is not nitneli tova. So my ain't a mishamet. What are we saying over here? It's not mishamet. There's no choyv over here at all that you can be tovei and bezdin. Because after all, it's like a shomet v'oymet. It's halvaz yontif. It's not itli tova. So you're saying ain't a mishamet? You stam can't get it in bezdin. And to the Gemara, the reason why it says ain't a mishamet is the yoiv le'shokil. That if, let's say, the borrower gives the money back on his own will, on his own accord, so you're allowed to take it from him. Because the Shvius wasn't Mishamet, this Choy, because it's considered Havo Hashminis. Zog the Gemara, if that's the case, Michal the Reisha where Chodesh El was Me'uber, meaning that it was not really Rosh Hashanah. It was still the Choy, it was still part of the Soif Shemitah year. So then, Iyoiv Le Loi Shokile, if Iyoiv now comes to pay on his own accord, you're not allowed to take it. Why would you not be able to take it? L'Choyra, Shvius is only mishamet the inyan that I can't force him to pay me back. But if he wants to pay the choiv, then and it should not be mishamet. If he wants to pay it, I'm allowed to accept it. Zok the Ran. So Ibn said, what's the Gemara saying that with Michal the Reishi Yovle loy shokele? That's impossible. It can't be that loy yovle that you can't accept it. So what then ain't a mishamet in the sefer? You can't zet sign it's talking about in such a case the yovle shokil. Zok the Gemara. No. Lo'olam, we're talking about Sadi Reish and the Sefer that he's coming to pay on his own accord. Just Reish Tzoch Lemei Malei Meshametani. In the Reish, he has to say Meshametani. And Sefer is talking about that Lo'i Tzoch Lemei Malei Meshametani. That's the whole difference. In the Reish, we're talking about where it's Alvo of Shvius, so it's Taka Meshamet. So then if the Loiva doesn't want it to be Meshamet, and he wants to pay, so then Tzoch Lemei Malei Meshametani, he still has to say Meshametani. Mashenkin is safer where we're talking about Havosh, Mini, where it's not Meshamet, so then Loi Tzach Lemeh, Meshametani, doesn't have to say Meshametani. Zog the Gemara, Kedetana, like we learned in the Mishnah, that there's a din of Amiras Meshametani, you have to say Meshametani. Hamachzi Choyv, Beshviyas, if someone returns a Choyv that elapsed over Shviyas, that means that there was really a Shimut of a Choyv, there was really a Hashmotas a Choyv. So then Yoim Aloy Meshametani, he has to say Meshametani, because it was the Shviyas was Meshametit. Vim, Omaloi, and if the Malvataka said to the Loiva Meshametani, and yet the Loiva insists, Vim Omaloi, Afa Pikain, I still want to pay you back. I don't want a Hashmota. You cover me, you're allowed to accept it. Mishum Shenemar, the reason why I have to say Meshametani, stayed in Posuk, Vized Dvar Hashmito. Shmoit is Balmashere Yodoi. So we see that you have to say a Dvar Hashmito. There's a Dvar, there's a Dibur. From here we learn that you have to say Meshametani. So there's a Raya that we see that is a din of saying Meshametani. Zogdimor, back to our sugya, a havo that takes place on Yontif. So Rav Avya, when he lent something on Yontif to someone that needed Tzarchi Yontif, so Shokil Mashkoine, Rav Avya Shokil Mashkoine, he used to take a mashkin. At the time of the havo, like this he knows, he'll guarantee, he'll get it back. He'll get back what he lent. Rabba Ula, Mayrim Erumei. He used to, after Yontif, borrow something from the person that he lent something to. And Mele, he used to be ma'akev that item that he borrowed from him until he returns that item that was borrowed from him. So he was ma'irim, he used to borrow back in order to make sure that which he lent out, he will get back in return. So does Machlokes Rishonim, if these Amoraim did this, because they held that Ahava is Yontev Lanitin Litova, so they took a mashkin or they did a haroma, or no, they were machmer on themselves, even though they held that Nitin Litova. Tosis says, Rabba Omar Nitin Litova, Zoktosis, Halochic Rabba Legabi of Yosef, the Haloche is like Rabba. That means Nitin Litova, and that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Zoktosis, Tosis Shonim, Verab Avi, Verabba Ulam, Machmer on Avshayu, it's stuck in Nitin Litova, and they were machmer this mice on themselves. Now, in the din of Miriam Arume, the Rabbeinu Chanan learns a little different. Not that Pshat, he borrowed something back and then he held it by him and he only returned it if you return what I lent you. He took the halva of a monetary halva from this person and then he said, this is my payment. This is my collecting my what's owed to me because that which I lent you. So I'm taking right now the payment for it, with that which you lent me with this halva gufa. That gufa was the haroma. This is really similar to the din of tofas loy mafkinamine. We should have discussed this. If this is tofas, you can grab and loy mafkinamine, you can keep that which is owed to you if you're tofas. Zok the Gemara v'chein erev Pesach. The Mishnah said that erev Pesach chalius b'shabes and he's not part of the Korban Pesach, he's not part of a chabura. So then he can go and be part of the chabura. He can go to a moicha and get from him a seh. And if he doesn't trust him, he can maniach talisa etzlai make a cheshbon after yontif. Zok de gemara, omer Rabbi Yochanan, makdish odom pischoi b'shabes v'chagigosoi b'yontif. Meaning, since over here we're talking about erev Pesach shchalos b'shabes, and you weren't yet part of the chabura, so you're allowed to be makdish aser l'korim Pesach on erev Pesach shchalos b'shabes on Shabbos and chagig on yontif. So even though a ma'aseh hektish is maybe a gzera otomekcho memkar, like the Rishonim explained, Rashi and Beis says that hektish is like mekcho memkar because it's going from one rishus to another rishus. The chayfetz is going from your rishus to rishus hektish. So that is considered like a mekcho memkar. It's transferring rishuyos. Or because you might come likosev, that's a gzera of a mekcho memkar. But the point is, Rabbi Yechon Shita is, you're allowed to be makdish Pesach on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chalitz b'Shabbos. And Chagig on Yontif. Zok du mora neme Messiah, I'll bring you a raya to this dinner of Rabbi Yechon, you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos and Yontif. It says if Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, so then state in our Mishnah that what mis maniach talisa etzlav enoytel es pischoi ve'oisim cheshbon lacha yontif. Now you make this cheshbon after yontif. Now how you makdish without makdish? You have to be makdish. So we see clearly to be makdish on Shabbos. So gemoch ma'iskinon b'meman acherim imo al pischoi dimikorim mikdash v'koi. Meaning that this seh was be'etzim part of the Korban Pesach already. It was part of a chabura. Just he wasn't part of the chabura. So the moicher be'etzim was already makdish it for him. Just the moicher now is coming to be moisif him to the chelik of the meaning of the chabura. But it's no right to the etzim din Rabbi Yochanan that you makdish on Shabbos. Zok the moicher ma'iskinu b'memana acherim imo al pischoi demikorim mikdash v'koi. Zok the moicher v'anan t'nan. We learned in our Mishnah ein nimnen al beim b'tchilo. You can't be part of a chabura, meaning beyontif on yontif itself. That's mekru memkar. So the Gemara Shani Hocha, Cave in the Rogel Etzloi, since he usually acquires his behemoths by this Moicher, Commander Imne Behemi Koradomi, it's like he was a Memuna already beforehand. It's just physically taking place on Shabbos and Yontif. But Be'etzim is really, the Shutra has already started before, so Mele, that would be Mutta. So the Gemara Vahotoni Dvei, Otoni Rabbi Oishio, Hoy Lechoy Demetzloi Rogel Etzloi, you're allowed to go to your shepherd that usually acquire behemoths from. V'noisloi Tle Lepisroi Magdishoi, and the Roya can give you a Tle for the Pesach and your Magdish on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, Shchalos B'Shabbos, V'yoytze Boi, N'yoytze Dechavosoi. So we see clearly a Magdish on Shabbos, we see a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara's no Raya, Hosam Nami came to Rogel Etzloi, it's the Roya that he usually goes to. Akdush Lemikova, the Roya is Magdish it for him before Shabbos. So in Mele, it's not considered a Raya that you're Magdish on Shabbos. Zok the Magav Makdish Katoni, it says that he is Makdish, not that it's Makdish before Shabbos. The Roya was Makdish. It seems to imply that he is Makdish. Zok the Magav Hekdish Ilui Midrabonon. The Chumash said that he has to be Makdish as an additional precaution, but really it's ready Mekudish from beforehand. It is Midrabonon. He's Makdish as soon as it appear that he's Makdish without being Makdish. Zok the Magav, how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan says
They allowed to be makdish. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. They allowed to be makdish on Shabbos and Yontif. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan Halach Stam Mishnah. And there's a Stam Mishnah that says clearly, Utnan, the Mishnah in Be'ah says, you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos and Yontif. Loi makdishin. V'loi marichin. You're not allowed to say an erich. V'loi machim. You're not allowed to give a cherem of a behema to Berek Abayis. V'loi makbin. You're not allowed to be mafrish tumas and maisres. Kolelu b'yontif omuv kavachoy b'shabbos. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos? So come on, loi kasha. Depends what kind of carbon. If it's a korban that you cannot push it off and it has to be brought today, like a korban Pesach, the Erev Pesach Shchalit B'Shabbos, there is no choice. This is now the time. It can't be pushed off for afterwards. So mail over there. You could be makdish going to Biachnon. Kan bechoivos she'en kavulam zman. If that korban could be nitcha till afterwards, so then what in the heck this could be nitcha till afterwards? And that's where Rabbi Yochanan Taka says, Alok Estam Mishnah of a Makdishin. But it's Kavulim's man, then Taka, you're allowed to be Makdish even on Shabbos.
We'll stop over by the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Memches Omid Beis.